This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Patrick McEnany, the founder and CEO of Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialist. Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle physicians, doctors, and surgeons diagnose and treat complex podiatric and adult foot and ankle conditions, providing their patients with the latest in treatment options to maximize outcomes. Dr. McEnany, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, sir. Really appreciate your time and for coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, what are some ways Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle has pivoted or helped during the pandemic? Let's start there.
Well, I think that our practice in particular has taken a lot of the precautions like other doctors' offices have. We have 10 offices with 17 doctors. And so we've gone, you know, the issue of social distancing in the lobbies. We've put up, different types of partitions in our offices. We're doing extra sanitation, wearing masks, and doing a lot of what everybody else has been doing and trying to space out visits. But additionally, we got ourselves into COVID testing for our community. Our community didn't really have a lot of places that were easy access COVID testing clinics. You know, you could go to one of the retail pharmacies, and some of them would have you make an appointment. You couldn't get an appointment for 6 or 7 days, or you'd go to the hospital, but you would have to have seen your doctor, have a prescription, and be sent over, and then make an appointment on top of that. So what we developed is a drive-up clinic where people just stay in their car. We come out, test them, and then they can have results as early as 4 hours.
And that is pretty awesome, especially to have those results within 4 hours in that option. Now, tell us, what were some expectations you had behind expanding to the COVID-19 lab and testing center?
Well, for us, it was something that just kind of happened organically. We had the infrastructure built up within our clinic to be able to handle something like this. And so we sat down and put together a strategic plan of how we would tackle this and how we would tackle it if it got very busy. And so we were able to do that pretty successfully with our team. We have a couple different managers that were able to jump in. We hired some more employees, trained them very well on proper safety precautions, and then just start doing the testing.
Another question for you, Dr. McEnany. What important information should people know about the Northern Illinois Lab and Testing Centers in general?
Yeah, so the highlights are, number one is that you don't need a prescription to come in. It's drive up. We do just a cash-only service. Then we do a culture swab, or do a swab of the nose, get the information, and send that back to our lab. Our lab testing is right on site, so people were able to process the specimens very quickly and get people the results they need. It's been great because we've had some patients who have come in first thing in the morning, get tested, they find out they're positive, they're able to send over some of their family and coworkers and get them tested on the same day. Other people are exposed, and sometimes they go to a different place to get tested. And I've had patients that haven't got results for 10 to 14 days. And by then they've, whether they've self-quarantined or not, they may have exposed a lot of other people when they didn't have to.
Also along those lines, are there any particular requirements for testing?
You have to have a nose. No, I'm kidding. No, there's no real requirements. We have people who are symptomatic. We have people who are asymptomatic but have been exposed to someone else. And there are people that need them for travel. There's people for certain types of jobs that they're required to be tested before they start, or they're required to be tested every 2 to 4 weeks. And we have people who work on job sites where they work in close contact with other people. And if one person gets exposed, they don't want the whole crew to go down. And so what we're able to do is have those people come in and get tested quickly so that they have the correct information and peace of mind.
And that peace of mind is always a huge factor. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Patrick McEnany, the founder and CEO of Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialist. Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle physicians, doctors, and surgeons diagnose and treat complex podiatric and adult foot and ankle conditions, providing their patients with the latest in treatment options to maximize outcomes. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Foot Care Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, as we continue on, Dr. McEnany, what is the turnaround for testing results?
So we have two different options. We have our typical turnaround time is 24 hours, but we do have, for people who need to know sooner, we do have an option to upgrade to a 4-hour result.
Now, next month is Diabetes Awareness Month. Can you share with us more on why awareness for diabetes is so important?
Well, diabetes has been, you know, kind of hitting the U.S. very hard, you know, over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years. All of us know people who are diabetic, and a lot of us know people that are diabetic that have had amputations, lost toes or their legs because of diabetes. Diabetes in itself really attacks the foot, because what it does is it damages the nerves when people have high blood sugar levels. What that leads to is loss of feeling, or something called neuropathy. And this neuropathy will make people not feel if they step on something sharp like a tack, or if you have a situation where you start to develop a blister, normally you would take off your shoe and go, ow, that hurts, and kind of watch that area. I've had people who go out for a walk for 4 hours and literally wear a blister down to their bone and get an infection. And then that puts them at higher risk for amputation. Additionally, diabetes affects the blood vessels in the body, especially the little small blood vessels. And so it can damage those vessels and even cause them to close up in some situations. And so we have this perfect storm of people not being able to feel the feet. They start to get a sore, which then doesn't heal because there's not enough blood flow. Infection gets in, and then your immune system is not running at full capacity because your body's battling the high blood sugar levels. And it's the perfect storm for leading to foot problems. So a lot of what we like to do is we like to educate our patients on why it's important to check your feet. And we recommend a daily foot check to our patients. We like them to take off their socks and shoes and look at the bottoms of their feet and in between their toes. If they're not able to do that, have a family member, or they even sell little telescoping mirrors where you can get down and take a look at the bottoms of your feet. And if you see anything that looks red, hot, swollen, bruised, purple, open, draining, or just doesn't look right, it's good to call your podiatrist to see if they're able to take a look at you and make sure that nothing major is happening.
That is some really good and important information right there. Really appreciate that. Now, if one tuning in is a diabetic, how are their feet impacted? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so what happens when we talked about how people develop a pressure ulcer on their foot, but what can also happen is that over time, the bones can kind of change positions, and you can, in an early stage, you may have a bone that drops a little bit lower in your foot, and you might start getting a callus. Well, seeing a doctor and getting an appropriate insert called an orthotic for your shoe, we can then make a little pocket in the shoe where that bone that's dropped a little bit can kind of float off the ground, so it doesn't take more pressure than other areas. And so there's a lot that can be done to offload problem spots, or if we see little red spots from rubbing, you can have your shoes stretched out. And we have people on site who can actually stretch out shoes, widen shoes, and do a lot of different things to accommodate the diabetic foot.
Again, some additional bonus and very helpful information. Really appreciate that as well. Now, what are ways you help diabetics manage their symptoms? What are the red flags there?
Well, you know, again, the first thing we do is we have them work with the screenings. You know, a lot of my diabetics will see for at-risk foot care. We will see them on a semi-regular basis to evaluate their feet. If they have areas where they're developing callus or pressure, we are able to trim down those calluses so that there's not as much pressure. We're able to take care of any ingrown toenails or any areas in their feet where they have rubbing, and do a basic screening to say, you know, this foot, you know, has the potential to have an open sore, or, you know, this skin's getting really dry and cracked. We need to get you on the right medicated lotion so the feet soften up and don't have this issue. A lot of insurance companies will cover diabetic shoes and inserts that will help decrease the pressures in the feet and will help your feet stay healthy.
Mr. McEnany really has been informative, and really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. Quite informative. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, you know, first of all, your foot pain is not normal. If you're having foot pain, especially if it's something that lasts, you know, more than 4 or 5 days, it's not supposed to be that way. A lot of patients feel like, well, I'm on my feet a lot during the day, they're supposed to hurt, or I'm getting older, you know, foot pain is just part of that. It's not. That means something's wrong. And so I always encourage people, if they're having pain in their feet or something doesn't look right, to see us. And for our diabetics, it's recommended that you see us at least once a year, like you have your annual eye exam, to check and make sure that you don't have any problems that can be prevented. Amputation is a very horrible thing to happen for diabetics, and it's something that almost all the time can be prevented if you take an active role in your own care.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated, and for your visit once again. Where can listeners get more information on Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialists online, and how could they best be in touch?
So our website is illinoisfoot.com. You spell it Illinois, then FOOT.com. And our phone number is 847-639-5800. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, folks, it is illinoisfoot.com. Dr. McEnany, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Patrick McEnany, the founder and CEO of Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialist. Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle. Physicians, doctors, and surgeons diagnose and treat complex podiatric and adult foot and ankle conditions, providing their patients with the latest in treatment options to maximize outcomes. And for further details and for contact, visit illinoisfoot.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.